We leave the hustle and bustle of Nairobi and we stop at the overlook, looking out over the Rift Valley, which is so historical and so important in geology. I've read that some people say that people like traveling there because it's kind of like you're going home, because that's where our ancestors did come from. But it's just a beautiful view. And then we keep going.
That's retired Aldersgate pastor Lynn Rennie talking about the road trip from the Kenyan capital of Nairobi to the village of Ekurenyo in southwestern Kenya. Still going strong at age 74, Lynn has made 19 trips to Kenya in support of the Imani Center project. There are two phrases you hear a lot when you talk with the people who've been closely involved with the project over the years. One is, Peter had a dream. The other is Lynn Rennie's response to any challenge, which is, let me see what I can do. Two simple phrases that, better than anything else, explain the meaningful and sustaining bond between Evansville and the people of Kenya.
Really, it looks a lot like Indiana with cornfields and flatlands. And then in the distance, in the far distance, you can see the hills. And to me, just looking at the hills that are coming up is just a really happy feeling, because I know that we're going to be up in the villages and up in the tea country and in the places where all the delicious fruits and vegetables are grown. And we get closer and closer and finally start the trek up the hills.
Those 19 trips and the Imani Center project almost never happened. An unlikely meeting between Lynn Rennie and Peter Magedo Mako on a frigid day in Chicago in February of 2003 is where this story begins.
Personally, I would say I'd already given up. I had almost said, I have tried all these different conferences. None is opening up for me. I was giving up.
Peter Magedo, as he's widely known in Evansville, shared his dream of building a library in Ekurenyo with students at Signature School. The Imani Reading Center, built with funds raised by the students, was dedicated in 2006. 14 years later, Signature School students are still involved in the Imani Center project.
It's all green, and on your left and on your right, you see hills with the tea growing and little huts up along the hillside. It's very beautiful.
This is David Moore. Yeah, I think that kind of nothing is impossible attitude that we all had in our youth is infectious, and that's what we all, I think, are hearing from the current Signature students. It's kind of refreshing, and I anticipate back in the day that's what folks were hearing from us.
With Lynn's help, during the pandemic shutdown, we managed to get all the Signature students who have been involved with the project over the years together on a couple of Zoom conference calls. They were fun and wide-ranging discussions. You'll get a chance to hear why, for example, the current students who have never met Peter Magedo are still inspired by his dream.
Grace Higgins, it became the thing I was talking about at all of my college interviews when they said, what's community service you have done and what's something you're passionate about? I was like, let me tell you about this project that I've been working on for so long and love so much.
So we've just been driving 6 hours or so from Nairobi, and we're driving down the main road with all the traffic, and we find ourselves in the Ekurenyo marketplace, and there's our turn to go off to the compound. And the feeling you get when you turn off the main road and you take a left and you find yourself on the little red dirt road, you pull up the hill and you take a right and you go past the buildings that you're familiar with and all the beautiful plantings along the road, and you see the kids running by you and waving as you're driving, and see the folks walking with stuff on their backs. You pull up to our gate, and you see the Imani Learning Center sign up on the building, and you turn off, and somebody is there to open the gate for you. It opens up, and you just drive in, and you feel like, here I am. I'm at my second home, my special place.
The compound housing the library now also has a medical center. The project has left a deep and lasting impact on the entire region, bringing learning and medical care to thousands. But perhaps most importantly, the knowledge and expertise gained by the Kenyan people is prompting a cultural shift towards sustainability that is being felt well beyond Ekurenyo and Nyamira County. We'll get that story from a Kenyan perspective, thanks to a partnership with the folks at the Youth Cafe in Nairobi, who loaned us the services of producer Angela Noy and intern Rahema Shaban for this reporting project.
I went there, and when they said this was a project done by Signature School, I actually thought it's like a management, like the school management to the school administration. Then listening in, I think Steve mentioned students, and everyone in the room was just like, did you see a student?
We'll air this series each Tuesday and Friday on WNIN-FM. But if you don't want to wait, we're releasing each segment the day before, along with images and video, on our website, news.wnin.org, and on social media. Follow us on Twitter at WNIN News and on Facebook.